clearly an area of great interest in India is information technologies, and we had those conversations. Agriculture is also a very, very important to India, with an enormous population that's rapidly growing. How does it continue to feed itself? What are the technologies to do that? They're very concerned about sustainability and climate change and interested in what we are doing in those areas. And from our perspective, with the population density that India has, in fact, some of the effects of climate change already evident, there's the opportunity there for us to study those circumstances in a real situation. I was also interested in the extent to which Indian business schools are looking abroad at how they engage with partner institutions in countries like the United States to enhance the quality of business education. Keep in mind, India is a great democracy with a very entrepreneurial spirit, so they're very enthused about this.
In the area of engaging with some of the institutions there, you noted in your comments that about a third of food grain is wasted due to a lack of proper information and time. What technologies have been developed at the U of I to help solve some of those problems?
Well, if we're speaking specifically of cereals like maize, corn, or wheat, drying technologies, storing technologies, aeration systems that stabilize the grain and prevent it from damage basically due to high moistures, those are well understood. They were developed here and other places throughout the U.S. Many years ago. The challenge in India is how do you do that at a very small scale, at a village level, with very small farmers who do not have access to fossil fuels, who may not have access to electricity to drive fans that dry. So there's some interesting challenges from an engineering perspective.
Now, a publication, a news article in Mumbai had suggested that you haven't ruled out the idea of setting up a campus in Maharashtra, India. It also reported that a delegation from Illinois is expected to visit that city in the next 3 months to discuss details. Can you kind of elaborate a little bit more on that?
Well, I'm afraid that they didn't get the full account. The Indian Parliament is debating at the moment making it legal in their system for foreign universities to establish a campus in India. And it was a logical question that they would ask. And I began my response by saying we'd never rule out any opportunity, but, and the important thing is but, our practice in India has been to work with partner institutions. We've been involved now in the development of 4 universities in India, and now we're involved in a 5th, in faculty in the College of Engineering. And that's our model, and I would expect that would be our model. Ultimately, if we were going to do something as significant as establish a presence, that would be a Board of Trustees decision, and there would need to be a lot of conversation before we would go down that road. What I did say was that we will likely have a delegation from here do follow-up with any number of the potential partners to talk about opportunities in research, opportunities for graduate education, et cetera. And that would be a purpose of a follow-up meeting.
At this point, there are no plans to build another campus or set up another campus. You're not investigating the idea of setting up a campus in India.
Absolutely. We did not go there with that in mind, and we didn't return with any plans to do that.